One morning in June, some 20 years ago, I was born a rich man's son. I had everything that money could buy, but freedom I had none. I've been looking for freedom. I've been looking so long. I've been looking for freedom.
Buenas tardes, queridos oyentes, y bienvenidos a Break Potatoes edición primavera. Oh. Collins, la primavera ya está aquí.
Absolutely. Welcome to show number 97 of the Break Potatoes.
Nos acercamos al programa número 100, al programa
Amazing.
Especial número 100.
Oh, what are we going to do in that program?
Es una sorpresa, Collins.
No idea. What are we going to do in this program, Cabrera? That's also a surprise, euphemistically termed.
La sorpresa para el programa número 100 es tan sorprendente que ni siquiera nosotros mismos la sabemos.
Oh. Y el sucio lo sabe él.
Sabemos. Collins, llevamos unos programas en tono un poco serio y demás. Creo que habría que comentar un poco más el humor a esta hora del día. Un poco de humor británico, con chispas, sí.
¿Qué es humor británico?
Y de paso
exactly,
aprender algo de inglés. Humor británico es todo aquel humor hecho por un británico. Se diferencia del humor italiano, en que el humor italiano es el que hace un italiano. No sé si más o menos te ha quedado claro ahora.
Well, I can't tell you anything about humor británico, but no, I've just got some letters here from a famous newspaper in Britain.
Son unas...
It's just normal, good, you know. It's almost like they're just comments on life more than anything.
O sea, no son cartas que manda la gente.
Yeah, comments, you know, letters with comments on life.
Baby, I'm writing this letter. We've been together.
Vas a compartir con nosotros estas cartas que la gente te ha mandado.
Shh. Oh, there's nothing like that. It's not like a.
Yes, of course. There's something much better.
Smouldering behind that screen, Cabrera. God, it's hot in here. Anyway, did you hear about that 66-year-old Romanian woman being the world's oldest mum? Did you hear about that? The world's oldest mother, 66.
La madre más mayor, era 66.
Yeah, yeah.
66 años.
And somebody's written in here, says, my mum's 77. Beat that. So.
Yeah. she's older than that Romanian woman.
11 years older. 11 years older.
Y no aparece en el libro Guinness de los récords.
Probably not. So, another person wrote in and said, hats off to the witty burglars who stole my entire CD collection, with the exception of There Is Nothing Left to Lose by the Foo Fighters.
O sea que a esta persona le robaron toda su colección de CDs, menos el disco de los Foo Fighters. No hay nada más que perder.
Sí.
Bueno, por lo menos tuvo buen humor.
And the person goes on to add, I hope that when sentencing, the judge takes into account their splendid sense of humor.
Sí, por lo menos el juez tendría que tener en cuenta el gran sentido del humor que tenía esta persona.
Yeah, exactly. You'd hope so, wouldn't you?
Desde luego, imagínate que, porque a lo mejor por robo le podrían caer bastante, bueno, una multa importante. Pero por lo menos creo que está tipificado como tal robo con humor, que es una multa muy, muy inferior.
Exactly. Oh, Cabrera, just to give you a taste of something that's going to come up later in the program, I've got a self-motivation, self-help guide, 1960s style. Yeah. Do you know what self-help is?
Tienes unos libros de autoayuda de los 60.
Yeah, You'll find out.
Ah, perfecto, Collins.
You'll find out later on.
Deberías actualizar un poquito tu biblioteca, pero bueno, siempre viene bien. Los problemas que había en los 60 no son los que hay ahora.
Ah, oh, they're the same problems, Cabrera. Mm. You know, when when you walk in through the storm. Well, I'll tell you about that later anyway. It's a well-written self-help guide, and, anyway, I'll tell you more about that later, Cabrera.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know who Peter André is? I don't suppose you know who he is in Spain.
No, Peter?
Peter André is an Australian singer,
mm.
and he married a famous glamour model.
Oh, bueno.
Basically, soft porn actress.
Un cantante australiano que se casó con una actriz porno.
From Britain.
Británica.
Called very famous girl called Jordan.
Bueno, no creo que... Ah, pero es más o menos joven. No.
Yeah, they're both early 30s. I was 30.
Ah, no. Jordan también es una cantante, ¿no? Mm. También es una cantante, Jordan. No.
She may have released one song, but I doubt you would have heard it, to be honest. Anyway. So, just with that in mind, for the Hispanophile audience, Peter André might look smug in all his wedding pictures, but I'd just like to remind him that as a Playboy reader, I have seen his wife's minge. Translate. Okay. Que a lo mejor Peter André parece un poco chulito y tal en su traje de bodas y eso. Pero como está casado con esa tía, pone el lector este que ha escrito la carta. Pues a mí me gustaría recordarle que como suscriptor de Playboy he visto no sé qué de su mujer. Él, como no ha visto lo este de mi mujer... Pues, ¿quién sale ganando? Yo, efectivamente. So,
Colin, ¿sabes a qué me recuerda este comentario?
O sea...
Estaba leyendo de hace un par de semanas una frase de nuestro presidente que dio la vuelta al mundo.
Yeah.
¡Oh! Estaba con el presidente Dmitry Medvedev.
Yes.
El presidente ruso Dmitry Medvedev. Y dijo, tengo la frase en inglés, no la tengo en castellano, no recuerdo cómo era. Tourism is an area of special economic importance in relations between Spain and Russia. Therefore, we have reached an agreement to stimulate, to favor, to fuck.
Yeah.
But he meant to support.
Yeah, yeah, I remember seeing it. It was very funny. And can I tell you another, it was, yeah, vamos a estimular, a apoyar el turismo.
¿Qué tipo de turismo estaba apoyando en aquel momento? ¿Sería un turismo más tipo tailandés, quizás? O...
Maybe ladyboys. Who can celebrate. Actually, if you were, Cabrera, if you were a ladyboy, you could
not...
celebrate. No, it doesn't matter if you are.
Okay.
It's not a problem. You could... Would you celebrate the International Day of the Woman or the International Day of the Man, or both?
Good question. Maybe is the International Day of the Ladyboy or the International Ladyboy Pride Day?
Maybe, could be. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anyway, going back to that, I was within about 3 meters of Dmitry Medvedev. I shit you not, seriously.
You were about 3 meters from him?
About that, at one point.
Doing what?
I was on my motorbike.
He was in the metro.
Promise you, I was on my motorbike under Calle. I went in the tunnel near the Royal Palace, the Calle Belén.
Bailén.
Sorry, not the one in Alonso Martínez. Bailén. The policeman stopped us. I was first or second in the row, mm-hmm. and lots of horses. I'll show you the photo later.
Oh.
Horses, the Royal Guard, lots of cars with blacked out windows. I thought that's strange. They have strange number plates.
Was he coming by horse from Russia?
But I didn't think anything of it. I assumed it was a visit by like the president of Estonia or something.
Mm-hmm.
But they did have the thinking back. The number plates were the Russian colours, and they were a strange the numbers. They weren't Spanish number plates. And then the next day or the day after, on the TV, I saw a an article saying that Dmitry Medvedev's been in Madrid. He brought his own cars with his own special frequencies.
Interesting.
I thought, wow, they because all went past. So I have been within 3 meters of the president of Russia.
They didn't trust Spanish security.
Don't know.
Or maybe it was just an old Russian tradition.
It's very easy to bring your car over by plane from Russia, Cabrera.
Cheap about? And convenient.
Exactly. But apparently, Ryanair, if you take your car by Ryanair, they charge you extra.
Yeah.
Fascists.
And even more if it's a ladder.
But you need a ladder to get onto the aeroplane.
If it's a Russian aeroplane, I think so, yeah.
But you need a ladder.
Good point.
Escalerita.
Good point.
Cabrera, oh no, I can't read that one, that's rude. I'll show you that one later.
Collins, no queremos censura en Break Potatoes, pero esta vez, solo por la cara que has puesto, lo aceptaremos.
Cabrera, imagine my shock at getting a letter from my doctor advising me that I only had a month to live. But thankfully, the letter was not for me, but for my son with the same name who lives with us. Close call.
Recibiste una carta de tu médico o a tu nombre que te decía que te quedaba poco de vida. Pero gracias a Dios no era una carta para ti, sino para tu hijo, que tenía el mismo nombre que tú.
Uf.
Pasó muy cerca.
Joder, ya ves. Another thing, Cabrera. What is it with diabetics? 1 minute they're on the floor with a loved one standing next to them, screaming, give him some chocolate. Give him some chocolate.
Hay veces que están en el suelo pidiendo que les den por favor chocolate.
The next day, someone offers them a piece of chocolate, and they say, "No thanks, I'm diabetic."
Y el día siguiente alguien les ofrece chocolate y dice, no puedo, soy diabético.
I wish they'd get their story straight.
A ver si por fin se enteran un poco de... A ver si al fin se deciden un poco.
Sí.
La verdad que es un lío con ellos.
Cabrera, there's some very interesting letters here. Very interesting indeed. I have just returned from a diplomatic... I've just returned from a diplomatic trip to the Congo.
Acabas de llegar de un viaje diplomático del Congo.
And I can testify that at no point did I see anyone drinking mbongo. No, it's a British culture. They used to have... When I was a kid, they had this little like a kind of fruit juice or orange juice in a carton, like what you call a brick here, like a small one for children. And they had a cartoon on TV. It was an advert. The advert was a cartoon with gorillas in the jungle, and they had a song. I remember it now, and it was 25 years ago.
O algo así, ¿no?
Umbongo, they drink it in the Congo. Umbongo, they drink it in the Congo. And this high-level diplomat says he's just, or she, has just returned. It could be a she, because who said diplomats can't be women? Women can't be diplomats.
Yeah, definitely they can be women or men.
So this diplomat's just returned from a high-level trip to the Congo and testifies that at no point did he or she see anyone drinking mbongo. Strange, isn't it?
Por lo menos ha aprendido algo de ese viaje.
Yeah.
Tenemos más cartas de este tipo, ¿verdad?
Very, they're very interesting, Cabrera. They're putting the world to rights. This is a suggestion about the NHS, the National Health Service.
Mm-hmm. La Seguridad Social.
But you know why? You know, I'm sure we could certainly replicate the idea for Spanish hospitals. It would work very well. Why don't NHS bosses start hiring obsessive compulsives as nurses?
Porque los directores de la Seguridad Social están contratando.
Porque no contratan.
Porque no contratan a enfermeras, maniática. Enfermeros maniáticas, maniáticos.
Sí. Their attention to hygiene and constant hand washing would see an end to MRSA outbreaks in no time. Que eso, vamos, el higiene, el nivel de higiene que tienen, la atención que ponen en esto y constantemente ir a lavarse las manos, pues eso acabaría con cualquier epidemia de, no sé cómo se llamaba eso, a lo mejor, bueno, hay una supervirus esos que arrasa los hospitales.
Legionela o alguno de estos, ¿no?
No es esa, pero vamos, algo así, básicamente. Mm. So it's a good point, don't you think?
Sí, bueno, es un punto importante, sí, interesante. Mm.
Another thing, talking about health, in a sense, it's more of a health politics question. This from Rudy Cabrera. Why is it that in some pubs, this is more British, because I've never seen this in Spain, but in Britain, if you're too drunk, they have in a pub, they can refuse to serve you, okay?
Si estás demasiado borracho, pueden negarse a servirte, ¿no?
So this person says, comes up with a very good point. Why is it that pubs won't serve me if I'm drunk, but McDonald's continue serving all of those fat fuckers? It's hardly fair.
Es un punto interesante. O sea, ¿por qué en algunos bares dejan de servirte cuando ya has bebido mucho, pero en McDonald's te siguen sirviendo, aunque hayas comido un montón, ¿no?
Yeah, exactly. Ah, bueno, no cuando has comido, bueno, cuando has comido un montón durante bastante tiempo.
Aunque estés gordo.
Efectivamente. No era una palabra tan correcta que usó el tío original, pero...
No es una traducción literal, ¿no?
No, but it gets the idea across. Another... All these important... All these important things that people are bringing to my attention. Incredible. How come rap artist Dr. Dre can use the N-word on his multi-million selling albums? Right? The N-word is a very negative, not negative, but it's a bad word that I'm not going to say. That was once upon a time used by white people to insult black people.
Vale, o sea, okay. ¿Por qué Dr. Dre puede utilizar en sus canciones la palabra con N, que suena como nigger o algo así? O...
That's the one, yeah, exactly. And he wins a MOBO award, okay? Yet, when I used it at my son's football match, I was asked to leave the park. Once again, it's one law for the rich and another for the poor.
Cuando él la utilizó en su partido, en partido de fútbol, le echaron del campo, ¿no?
Yep, exactly.
Y cómo es la frase final, para los ricos sí, para los pobres no, algo así. ¿No?
It's one law for the rich and another for the poor. Mm. Oh, it's the inequalities in life, Cabrera.
¿Qué de sabiduría resumida en tan pocas palabras, ¿verdad? Son ejemplos de la vida real que nunca te paras a pensar, pero que alguien se ha tomado el tiempo de resumir en cartas breves, pero que nos dejan ver un poco la controversia de la vida, Collins.
Yeah. Exactly, Cabrera. Do you know another thing? Do you know the Queen Mother? You don't.
Reina,
she's dead.
La reina madre.
Yeah. I don't suppose you ever met her. I never did.
No yet.
Not yet, and probably never.
In another life?
Oh, maybe. Well, but are you hoping to go to heaven?
Well, you never know.
If you do, I don't think you'll meet her. Anyway, we should remember the tremendous contribution of the Queen Mother to the war effort. We're talking about the war. When we say the war, the Second World War. Exactly.
Hay que recordar el tremendo esfuerzo de la Reina Madre de Inglaterra durante la Segunda Guerra Mundial.
As the BBC pointed out, she bravely remained in London beside her husband during the whole war.
Como la BBC nos recordó, estuvo brevemente en Londres junto a su marido.
Sí, estuvo muy valiente, o sea, bravely beside.
Estuvo bravamente, sí.
O sea, bueno, como bravamente.
Con gran valentía junto a su marido.
Con gran valentía, o sea, pasó toda la guerra al lado de su marido.
Fue más brava que una patata.
This contrasts sharply with the actions of my grandfather, who, on the deck... on the declaration of war, immediately left his wife and children and pissed off. First to France, then North Africa, Italy, France again, and finally Germany. The shame will always be with us.
En cambio, en contra de la valentía de esta mujer, por ejemplo, el abuelo de esta persona que escribió la carta... huyó corriendo a Francia, de ahí pasó al norte de África, de ahí a Italia, volvió al norte de África y de ahí a Francia y a Alemania.
Marido huido, o sea, vamos, dejando a mujer e hijos. Joder,
una vergüenza para toda una familia. En vez de haber estado en Londres con su marido como esta brava mujer, la reina madre de Inglaterra.
Exactly. Another thing, a bit of social wisdom. Do you know that song, that Queen song, Fat Bottomed Girls Make the World Go Round? Fat Bottomed Girl, those Fat Bottomed Girls, they make the rocking world go round.
Seguro es una canción famosa de Queen, pero ahora mismo no la conozco.
Not one of their most famous, but it's well known. So if, as Freddie Mercury claimed, Fat Bottomed Girls Make the Rocking World Go Round, then isn't it about time that the city of Aberdeen received some recognition for its contribution to astrophysics?
Porque en Aberdeen las mujeres tienen una fama...
poquillo.
De tener sobrepeso, quizás.
Yo no he estado ahí.
Yo tampoco, pero... bueno. Es el típico cliché machista de que las mujeres tienen que arrastrar durante mucho tiempo. Collins, omite este tipo de comentarios, por favor.
I'll save it for... But could we say on the International Day of the Male?
Yeah, exactly.
Do you know the expression in the English expression like chalk or as well? Like chalk and cheese, or as different as chalk and cheese. Do you have a similar one in Spanish?
Seguro. Pero ahora mismo no caigo tan diferente como una tiza y un queso, ¿no?
Yeah, exactly.
Es la traducción literal, pero en castellano usará algo distinto.
But it's to say about two things that are completely different. Uh-huh. Well, the person who coined the phrase as different as chalk and cheese obviously hadn't tasted Quicksave's cheddar. Quicksave is the British version of Dia. Not the same company, but it's they're just identical.
Collins, creo que gracias a estas pequeñas cartas hemos aprendido un poco más del humor británico. Pero...
humor, no, es que es completamente en serio.
Sí, son casos reales, pero con un tono sarcástico. Uh-huh. Creo que ha llegado el momento de palabras mayores.
Yeah, definitely.
When Moon is in the seventh house and Jupiter aligns with Mars, then peace will guide the planets and love will steer the stars.
You'll never walk alone. Colin, esa es la canción que nos has traído esta semana.
Cabrera, yeah, I mentioned earlier about a self-help guide from the 1960s. And when I was reading this, it was, you know, like now you get Americans writing books about things, about how to improve your, you know, how to be more positive,
mm-hmm.
or how to...
Más Platón y menos Prozac.
Yeah, and you know, just how to be happy with who you are, and how to, I don't know, how to get the job of your dreams and all this. Well, I think this is a good musical guide by Jerry and the Pacemakers, or should I say, of course, of Geraldo y los Marcapasos.
Ah, Geraldo y los Marcapasos, siempre.
Geraldito, Jerry.
Otra canción del año 63, de nuevo.
Yeah.
Bien, con esto. Like, estás un poquito encasillado en ese año, ¿eh?
It's, I'm just been moving back in time and place. It used to be Spain in the 80s. Mm. Then I moved back 20 years, but forward technologically to the Britain of the 60s. And I've got a couple of... Oh, no, actually, Roy Orbison is American, so... But anyway, you get the idea.
Vamos con ella, Colin. Come on, let's hit it, Cabrera.
Cuando atraviesas la tormenta, ten la cabeza bien alta y no tengas miedo de la oscuridad. Al final de la tormenta hay un cielo dorado y la canción dulce y plateada de la alondra. Caminar a través del viento, caminar a través de la lluvia, aunque tus sueños sean sacudidos y tirados, Cabrera. No llores, Cabrera, con esperanza en el corazón, y nunca caminarás solo, solo. Nunca caminarás solo. Camina, Cabrera, camina, Cabrera, con la esperanza en el corazón, y nunca caminarás solo, solo. Solo. Oh. Yeah. Beautiful. Cabrera, do you
Colis, recuerdo que hace poco sacaron esta canción como para un anuncio de televisión. Lo que pasa es que no recuerdo que
probably football, because Fernando Torres is playing for Liverpool, because that song is the official song of Liverpool Football Club. They sing it at the games, and the atmosphere looks amazing.
No recuerdo para qué era, pero sí.
Most importantly, that song brought me through the darkest days of the Welsh refugee camp. The darkest days.
Cuando te ponían esta canción, ¿no?
I did walk on with hope in my heart. And it's a bit like the opposite of the Roy Orbison song from 2 weeks ago. He talked about the rain, lonely sunsets. This time, walking on the golden sky. I don't know the golden sky, el cielo dorado. I prefer a blue sky. Mm. A golden sky is like a nuclear, the aftermath of a nuclear holocaust. Well, nuclear bomb.
Un pensamiento, como siempre, muy profundo, Collins. Uf. Lo retomaremos la próxima semana.
See you for show 98 next week. Well, hear you, or you'll hear us.
Okay? Esperemos que así sea. La próxima semana de nuevo en Break Potatoes. No faltéis a vuestra cita semanal.
Wonderful.
Hasta pronto.
Take it easy.